Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might have heard this news that Irish identities are being stolen and sold online for €25. Major data breaches have resulted in a number of Irish customers' bank login details, their passwords, their PPS numbers and their addresses being packaged together and sold on the dark web. Niamh Davenport is Head of Financial Crime with the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, and Niamh is on the line now. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning.
So we know the credit card details, they have appeared online for sale before, haven't they? But these packages of information, as I mentioned there, they're much more detailed. So do we know how the criminals are getting access to that kind of information?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways that they're getting access to it. There is the first kind of way through things that we see, like text message scams or email scams. And that's where people are clicking on links and it's bringing them to fake websites or to payment sites where, you know, you think you have to confirm a payment or a custom charge, for example, on a package needs to be paid. They're all ways that they're getting some of the information that's available to you, to them, the credit cards example that you mentioned. Then if we go up, go ahead. I was going to say the other way then, maybe getting more information out of people is through data breaches. And that's another way that we have seen people's details compromised.
Okay. So what I think most people would be surprised about today is just how cheap it is if you're on the dark web and you want to buy an identity that you could get it for. I said €25, but I see it can be as low as €10 in some cases.
It really depends, which is it's quite a sad situation. It depends on the amount of information available. So the more complete the package is, the more costly it's going to be. So credit cards, can start at €10, for example, and it works its way up depending on what information is available. And the other way as well, just for people to remind, like say a credit card is, say exactly, for example, as I said, €10, but the other information that goes with it, like the name or the CVV, which is the three digits on the back of the cards, they all make it more expensive. And even just with that level of information, if somebody was to Google you, for example, or go on social media, they'd be able to get a lot more information on you as well. And I always remind people that it's not just what they post on one social media on platform, but it's across all the different platforms, like your job, where you've been, your family, your friends. All of that information is available online very easily.
Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't do it. Is that what you're advising?
Well, I'd always say, you know, think about what you're posting before you post it. Is it really necessary to have that information up there? You know, your birthday messages gives your date of birth. Your dog's name, for example, could be a password that you use. Really think about what it is that you're posting before you post it.
How careful do we need to be about the amount of information we store in our phone? Say if we're using our phone to pay in shops and so on. Does that put us at risk?
No, it's a fairly safe way to pay, actually. It's safe. It's using your fingerprint or your face recognition. They're all very safe ways to pay. It's making sure that your security is up to date, that your antivirus is up to date. And that goes for people's handsets. It goes for people working at home. Obviously with hybrid as well, we're working from home a lot. And then it goes for businesses as well to make sure that their security systems are up to date. A lot of the time, that's how the information is getting in. It's, you know, an email getting in, breaking through the security system if it's not kept up to date. So it's really important. Like when it comes to this simple pieces of advice is what I can say is keep information up to date, think about what you're posting online and keeping your personal documents safe. Really, that they are the key pieces of information that you can do to keep your financial and personal information safe.
And then who are the customers who are buying this information online on the dark web? Are we talking criminal gangs here, or might it be an individual who's chancing their arm, I'll pay £25 for someone's ID and see if I can buy some stuff with their details?
Yeah, so it's both. So the low-hanging criminals, as I would say, are doing it to chance their arm. It's people, you know, other people may be tempted with the cost of living crisis. Things are very expensive. Do you know what? I'll try €10 to get a credit card number and try doing my shopping for the next couple of weeks on it until the card is blocked. So if you do think you have fallen victim to a breach or your information has been compromised, really do report it to your bank and to An Garda Síochána as quickly as possible to shut down your card so that people can't use them. So you have that, and then you also will have people who it is organised crime they want to set up, and that would be the kind of larger organised crimes where they're looking for more information on the dark web, so they'd have the full range of information. They might be setting up bank accounts to funnel launder money through from fraud or from different organised crime, like you said, such as drugs, human trafficking. That's a lot more serious, obviously, and we would have a range of different people looking at this.
Mm-hmm. And is it becoming more common, identity theft in Ireland now?
Identity theft isn't as widely common here as it is in the UK. It's a much bigger problem in the UK, but we are seeing things like account takeover here. And that is where, you know, you have clicked on that link in the text message or the email, and as a result, you've given out personal information. So maybe if it brings you to, say, a fake website where you've then logged in and you've given information like your credit card or bank details, or the PIN number on your card, different things that allows the criminals to take over your bank account. And we have seen a bit of that. So really, really keeping your information safe is really important.
Mm-hmm. One of the sneaky ways that they'll get you to do that now is by sending you a message that appears to be from the bank. So it's in the train of messages that you've previously had from your bank. That's a really sneaky one, isn't it? Because you can just look at, well, I've had a message from my bank, a genuine message from my bank in this thread in the last month or so. So I will accept that it's real.
Yeah, unfortunately, fraudsters are really sophisticated and they can do that. And both Banking and Payment Federation, we're working with the telcos and the banks to try stop that. But what I would say in the meantime is one of the red flags that you'll see, if it's a link, it's not going to be from your bank. We don't send links in text messages. Mm-hmm. So if, for example, that you do get a text message saying there's been fraud on your account or unusual activity, and it will ask you to confirm, was it you that made the transaction? They will never ask you for that information to be confirmed by clicking on a link. It will be simply reply with a Y or an N, or depending on what your bank uses, but it will never ask you for personal information and it will never ask you to click on the link. If that's in there, it's a red flag.
Okay, just this other news today on these reports, Niamh, that four organisations that deal with victims and survivors of rape and sexual abuse have had their data stolen following this really distressing ransomware attack on a company which is based in Northern Ireland. Now, I know this isn't your area of expertise, but an attack like that, is the motivation here the same? Is it always about money?
I'm not sure in this particular case. Obviously, it's a very sensitive case from what we've read in the news today. But in general, a lot of these attacks are about money. They're trying to extort data from the company and using that as a ransom to say, well, we'll give you back your files when you pay us. Their systems will be shut down. The company won't be able to access their systems. And we've seen this to all levels of organisations, from small, medium to large. Ourselves and Garda Síochána would always say not to pay the ransom. There's no guarantee that you're going to get your money back, or sorry, your files back, if you do pay that ransom. And also, it's encouraging cyber criminals to try this on other people if they are going to get payments out of it. So really, money is always a key motivator in any of these crimes.
Niamh, it's really interesting to talk to you. Thank you very much. Niamh Davenport there, Head of Financial Crime with the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. We'll be back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.